Fred Film Radio, South by Southwest, Austin, Texas.
Fred Film Radio, this is Dana Knight from South by Southwest. I'm here with Johnny Weston, who plays Cal in the film Kelly and Cal. So, Johnny, what are your thoughts about your character? How did you approach Cal?
I think the most important thing I'm starting to realize sort of as I'm seeing the movie as time has passed, the thing that makes the character multifaceted and not just like what you said is that we managed to create a character that has respect, a lot of respect for other human beings. Like, we have a lot of respect for each other. It's not just a kid who wants something from the girl or whatever. We were trying to find ways that, I know that he truly, I guess, just respected and wanted the best for her, I guess, even though he had his own intentions.
Your performance has a naturalness to it. Did you improvise at all, or was the role fully scripted?
I think there might be one sentence in the whole movie that was kind of off the cuff, a couple of things. Yeah, but everything, it was, you don't really mess with writing like that.
I mean, Amy is really good with dialogue. Yeah. I think that she writes really nice, beautiful, natural, unique dialogue for each character. Mm-hmm.
Were there any actions that your character does that you found hard to understand?
Yeah, I think mine was probably when my character chose to expose her, and at that point that I was judging, and I had to justify the fact that I thought that I was doing the right thing for her, and once I figured that out, the kind of the emotional basis of what my choice is there, as because I didn't want to come across as like sociopathic or some kind of thing. It had to come from a real place of caring. In a weird, twisted way, caring for your character and caring for Kelly and wanting her to be who she really is. So that's how I got my head around that.
Can you talk a little bit about the physicality of the role, the challenges of acting in a wheelchair?
Sure. I mean, they were really good about getting me in with, they have rehab centers and gymnasiums for specifically people who came with their hands or their legs, so they can still stay fit. And and also, there was an array of people who stepped out of the woodwork who really wanted to be involved with this and help me to understand it. And once I saw these people and saw their strength and all, I mean, I obviously understood it to a certain degree because I booked the movie, but then that took it to a whole new level of what type of strength these people actually have and how it changes their personality. And it's like fucking go for bust. Is that the
go for broke?
Go for broke at this point. And when something like that happens, these kids that go for broke, they either don't or they go for broke. There's no middle ground.
He went to rehab.
See the power of these kids. Yes.
He went to rehab centers. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I played. Playing basketball. They have basketball courts and like
you had ellipticals
and
we had a wheelchair for him for a month, and he was training at these centers and also taking it around. And you were existing in the chair in real life.
Yeah, and I was around in New York City, and I was trying to figure out how in my head someone get me downstairs. So I'd go to restaurants and eat at restaurants. They would give me free pancakes. I had somebody walk me, and I was trying to go to the bathroom in a diner, and he cleared the way and moved everyone, and then opened the bathroom door, and then opened the stall. And pats me on the back. He's like, "Stay strong, little buddy." And walked out of there. And I felt horrible.
Did you feel bad?
Yeah, I felt terrible. I was eating free pancakes.
Did you make sure that like you left without like getting out of the wheelchair?
No, and I couldn't walk. I can't walk down certain streets in New York anymore just because that was where I was staying. Upper East Side. I can't go there anymore.
But it was really important to both of us to make sure we honored that. You know, we didn't want it needed to be bright.
No,
it's
no joke. I spent days and days
important.
And days.
And it looks really
It's not that you focus on what you can't do. It's like when you're in that situation, you focus on what you can do with what you have.
Yeah.
So that was the main basis of it. It's not thinking, oh, I'm not moving my hands in this scene. It's like, what am I able to do? What am I moving?
Yeah. What I noticed was that you moved, like when you would move from your chair to the couch.
Oh, the transfers.
Yeah.
Technically.
Which don't usually happen in movies for some reason.
Yeah.
But that's a very real part of life.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Actually, you really insisted on those.
Yeah, he did.
He insisted on those, and that I was a little.
Yeah, she's like, "Why would you
honestly,
get out of your chair?" And I'm like, "This
nervous.
Is my. I want to sit in my couch, and you know, I have to make myself comfortable because that's what life is about."
I was worried about that because I was like, "Oh God, if we don't get this right, this is
thing."
But it made sense, and it worked, and it worked for the blocking, and it worked for everything, and yeah, that was good that you pushed that.
What is the most amazing thing about this character? I think it's the inner confidence that makes you almost forget that he's in a wheelchair.
More going for broke than confidence. Mm-hmm. Like I was saying, just going for it. Like, you know, at a certain point you have nothing to lose and you make a decision.
Because Cal's character is broken in a specific, viewable, addressable manner. And Kelly's is broken in a more subtle you know, Cal had a break, Kelly had a drift. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's actually harder to deal with because you didn't see it happen.
And last tricky question, what would you do if you were not an actor?
I would be an athletic advisor, I don't know, like a coach or something. Because I love to see kids physically wrestle with their own kind of inner confidence and push themselves to like inhuman limits, you know, for themselves.
Yeah. Thank you, Johnny Weston. This is Dana Knight from South by Southwest for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.